Stephen Perry says he realized the Belt and Road Initiative would carry a significant impact when Chinese President Xi Jinping first proposed the idea in late 2013.
But of the enormous movement of people, ideas, and trade, right from the western coasts of Europe, right across to the eastern coasts of Asia, and that he was talking about rebuilding that based on trains, energy, and telecommunications. It was obvious that China was creating what I call a centennial development plan.
Perry says just as the Industrial Revolution and the opening up of the American West had both transformed the world, the Belt and Road Initiative is going to bring new impetus to the modern world economy.
The Belt and Road is going to transform the world. It's going to connect 85% of the population of the world by land. There is a sea route which will connect southern Asia, southeastern Asia, right through to Africa, which is already beginning to open up a lot of trade between Africa and Asia. And when the Middle East, hopefully, can connect into it as well, you'll have this fabulous, from the Pacific to the Atlantic, through to the Indian Ocean and the Southern Atlantic Ocean.
Perry chairs the 48 Group Club, which was founded by his father, Jack Perry, and has promoted UK-China ties for more than six decades. The organization's name derives from a 1954 trade mission by 48 businessmen from British companies to China. Perry's current visit to China will see him attend the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation, which will open on Sunday and feature an opening speech by President Xi Jinping.
Well, I think the highlight of the agenda is going to be hearing President Xi Jinping speak. I've been watching and listening to his speeches since he became president of China, and they're never just for the record. His speeches are always profound, well thought out, and contain concepts which are new and innovative.
Perry says many of the world's developed nations are beginning to realize the tremendous growth potential offered by the Belt and Road Initiative and that the UK stands to gain from this global vision.
London is a respected financial center.